recording.
Woohoo!
Hi.
Oh, we don't have to do the da-da-da.
We don't have to do the thingy.
Oh my god.
Because ladies and JDs and Lentilmen, we are here and in person.
JDs and lentil poop. What? That means the interrupter, Mortimus, Maximus, Moldimus, is not with us.
No, this time it's my husband.
No, and also...
Defreya.
The oldest baby.
Defreya baby.
So and if you hear...
or...
it's
then it's
just
probably
a
her.
That yeah. I insist to have at my bosom.
And apparently my neighbors are having some work done on their house, so... that shit might happen, too.
Clank, clank,
thump,
clank.
Thump. Yeah.
It's fine. It's great. This is awesome.
But, yeah.
Wow, this is so much easier.
It is, isn't it?
To just look each other in the eyes.
And not have to worry about delays and like, oh, wait, no, you were going to start to say something, but oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The only downside to this is that if we do talk over each other, I can't just, like, edit it so it doesn't sound like we were doing that. Yeah. It's a little bit harder. But that's okay. I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Because if you're new here, I have another podcast that I edit. It's not just this one.
Yeah.
Intrepid Assholes. Go watch. Go listen.
We've mentioned it.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just going to say it again. If you're new here.
Season 2 is really good.
Call of Cthulhu. All right. So, shall we introduce ourselves?
That's Andrea.
And this is Chastity over here.
I was like, this is you're both Chastity
you are.
And Andrea?
You are.
No, you're both of them.
Nope.
I have no identity. I don't need to go anywhere now.
Well, I mean, this and that, you're here. Anyway, sorry. That's Chastity.
Woohoo!
And this is...
Why? Oh, there we go.
There it is.
There's the growl.
Why am I reading this? Why? Why?
Oh, I know why I'm reading this one.
Oh, baby.
Woo! 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 Woo.
So, what are we reading? Tell us.
Ugh. We are reading I'm in Love with Mothman by Paige
Lavoie, I believe, or Lavoie, depending on how.
Lavoie.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. And let me just say, Paige Lavoie, I love you. I love you.
Yes.
I want to kiss you right on the mouth.
Okay? Oh, no.
Right on the mouth.
Oh, she gonna take you away from me.
Oh, no.
It's gonna take a lot to take me away from you.
Wow, yes, the song cue. Yes, so it is by Paige. I'm gonna say Lavoie because she sounds like an American and, you know, Ellis Island bullshit.
I don't know, I like Lavoie.
So, shall... let's see. We do judging the book by its cover first.
Oh right.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I love this cover. The cover definitely looks more like a manga or like a comic book.
Yeah.
Than a novel.
Yeah, very cute.
But it's very cute. Very, very cute. The way that she's drawn on the cover, the main character, Heather, that is not how I picture her.
Really?
Yeah. She looks much more like disheveled in my head.
Huh.
She looks too Belle from Beauty and the Beast, which I see the...
Well, yes.
Yes.
And I mean, the whole cottagecore aesthetic is kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Because, well, we'll get into why I think she looks this way. But anywho's. So yeah, we've got her with her cute little pink phone with hearts on it.
Mm-hmm.
Looking off into the distance.
Into the distance.
And
while the literal Mothman is behind her.
Yes. All silhouetted and red-eyed and shant.
And ominous.
Yep. And in the back we have like this gorgeous painterly foresty scene. Mm-hmm. That's kind of all like blue and it looks like little fireflies are flying around.
Yeah.
And we got some pretty red roses in the front. So yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm fine with it, but like I said, it looks very comic booky.
Mm-hmm. I love that font, though.
I do love that font. That is a very pretty font. I do like how they integrate the phone.
Yes.
Because I didn't know it was a phone before I read it, but now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, that's a phone.
That's definitely an iPhone. It's got two cameras on the back.
Ah, yes, yeah. because the notes have three cameras, and I've never used the third one.
I don't know what ever. It's for.
I don't either.
We're it's smart there. Tech people. We are younger millennials, but still.
I think I'm just mid-millennial.
Are you mid-millennial?
Yeah.
Oh, we're only a few years apart, but.
Yeah.
So do you want to read the thingy, or do you want me to do that?
The thingy. Sure, I can read the thing.
Read the thing.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can read that. Let me just hoist the old baby onto my bosom. All right. 22-year-old Heather is suffering from an epic case of burnout. Me and you both, girl. So just like any other young influencer, she, 1, abandons her social platforms, check. 2, gathers up her best flowy dresses, check. 3, and moves to a desolate cabin, check. Heather imagines spending her hashtag unplugged days traipsing through the woods and tending to her garden. However, her cottagecore fantasy is turned upside down when a wounded cryptid crashes into her roof and her heart. With no help from her internet followers and the local monster hunter growing suspicious, Heather's quiet life in the wilderness has suddenly become a little more complicated. To make matters worse, she thinks she might be falling in love with the brooding winged man in her living room.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Yeah, so, I mean, just with those two things, because we did kind of skip a portion, what were your expectations?
I was expecting honestly, I wasn't expecting to like it.
Me neither.
I was not expecting to like it as much as I did. Get comfy. Hold on. The old
The
DK,
interrupter is interrupting.
The interrupter 2.0. I was not expecting to like it. I thought it was going to be one of those weird, like, weird books of, like, Mothman. I don't know.
Yeah.
I play a lot of, or at least I used to when I had more time. I played a lot of 76.
I don't know what that is.
Sorry, the full name is, oh my God, what's that? Fallout 76.
Oh,
and
yes.
In Fallout, Mothman is a thing.
Oh.
And there's even, like, a quest, like, a daily quest. You can summon a nice Mothman.
Aww.
To, like, look at.
How nice.
They're very cute. But, like, you know, I'm going into it thinking that, so it's, like, it's going to be, like, this, like, weird story of, like, I eat man flesh, but I still love you, or something.
I eat man flesh, but I eat woman pussy. Maybe. Yeah. I was of two minds. I was like, this might actually be good? But then I was also, like, I have a feeling this is going to be, like, if you go on, like, archive of our own fanfiction.net, and it's, like, crack treated seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, maybe this is going to be crack treated as like, serious stuff. So, yeah, I really wasn't sure going into it, but, yeah.
I wasn't either. This was a really nice surprise.
It was. Yes. I was really glad, because I was like, is this going to be a comfortable week or not so much?
Because I think this was supposed to be a weird week.
Yeah.
It did not turn into a weird week.
No, but oh, God damn it. That means we're going to have to do 2 weird ones.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, we'll have to do a weird one next week to make up.
We might have to do 2 weird ones.
Oh, no.
In a row, just to, like, balance the scales here.
Oh,
we can't
no.
be too comfortable. This is called Why Am I Reading This? We need more cringe in our cringe.
Oh, we really do.
Yeah.
Where cringe talk meets book talk.
Yeah. So, should we hit up those spoilers?
Yes, let's go into the spoiler territory.
So,
if you are a spoiler repulsed person,
yeah.
Please skip forward or just stop the podcast, go read the book, and then come back. And then yell at us about our opinions. I don't know. We can't hear you, but you can hear us.
Ha ha.
Suck it. So.
All right.
Well, let's go into it. The first really nice thing about this book
mm-hmm.
was immediately the main character, Heather, is incredibly relatable.
Oh my God, yes.
Incredibly.
Yeah.
Like, she might be 22, but, like, she's one of us. She's a millennial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got to be.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, we find out right at the beginning that she is a general influencer. She doesn't seem to have, like, a particular...
I think she's an Instagram influencer thing. Mainly.
Yeah, but, like, she's not, like, you know, a beauty influencer. She's not, like, a, you know, here's your favorite coffee place influencer or whatever.
Yeah,
she's kind of generic.
She's a lifestyle.
Lifestyle, there we go.
Yeah.
See, I don't know this shit. and she has, she's given an honest review to this brand called Babely Beauty. Mm. It's not super important. I just thought that was funny.
Babely.
Because it made her break out, because I guess her skin is kind of sensitive. And she gave an honest review, and people destroyed her for it.
Yeah. Which I don't get it. It's like, I understand you're trying to sell something, but don't give, like, don't, like, be like, hey, do a review, but only make sure it's a positive review.
Well, like, and, like, they even, the Paige Lavoie here, is, she actually wrote out what the post was. Mm-hmm. And literally in that post, she was like, you know, this, yeah, okay, so my skin didn't really agree with this one, but it's nothing that this other thing from the same company can't fix.
Yeah.
I thought that was a very balanced review.
I agree.
But anyway, she gets crucified over that.
Oh, yeah.
And we also find out that her mom has been a lifestyle vlogger, whatever the hell.
Well, she started as a mommy vlogger.
Right.
And then that turned into lifestyle vlogger.
Yeah.
Once her child, aka Heather, is too old.
Yes.
So Heather has always been on an influencer.
Yeah. And we find out that she's so used to being called by her brand name, her online name, Honey, that people calling her Heather is weird.
Man, okay, I loved this portion of the book because I experienced this exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Listeners, if you had no idea, I'm sure half of you know, but I also had an internet personality.
In persona.
Yeah, a persona. There we go. I had an internet persona for 10 years.
God, was it really?
I think it's going on 15 now.
Wowzers.
Ooh, I'm old. And I went by the name Noelle. And it got to a point I knew things were bad when I was in my normal life being like, hi, I'm Noelle. Yeah. And then I was like,
no, I'm not.
No, I'm not. But the second that I'd be like, well, my name's Chastity, it, like she said, it felt foreign on my tongue. Mm-hmm. And I had to start figuring out who my real identity was, because you really lose yourself in that.
Yeah. And like, even for me, like, I called you Senpai.
For so long.
And like, it was just a nickname.
Yeah.
But it took me, it's probably taken me like the last couple of years to really feel comfortable calling you Chastity.
Mm-hmm. Because you also used to call me Noelle.
Yeah. Well, because that was how I was introduced to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Fun stuff.
So I really loved that about Heather, because for me especially, she was just so incredibly relatable. And mm-hmm. I don't know if Lavoie or Lavu La La.
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know if what's her first name again?
Paige.
I don't know if Paige has ever done like micro-influencing or anything like that, but she had it down.
Yeah.
She had those feelings down to a T. Yeah. I experienced all of those feelings 100%. The being literally bound to your phone, thinking in captions.
Yes.
I remember way back when every time I looked at a new room, I would start being like, well, if I put a light here, I would get really pretty pictures over here, mm-hmm. and I would have to move this couch over there. And it was constant. And the people around me would literally be like, shut up. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. That's how my brain works.
Yeah, it's just brain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And so the plight to unplug is relatable as hell. And I mean, she did it by going nuclear and living in a cabin in the middle of nowhere. I did it by just moving to a new city and being like, okay, it's time to go by my real name.
Yeah, well, and like, you...
There's the sound.
Dumb. I love you.
She's fine. She's like not upset. She just gets really mad at her back leg sometimes.
She gets possessed by a demon occasionally.
Yeah, and her leg is fine. Don't anyone start messaging us like, your dog probably has neurological issues. No, she's...
We've taken her to vets and to chiropractors and all kinds of things, and
she's fine.
Yeah.
She's just really stupid.
Yeah. She's peanut butter brain, and we love her.
So much.
Yes. So, also, another thing that I really, really appreciated about how Heather was written is that immediately she's like, yeah, I've got thyroid problems.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yeah, I have a gluten intolerance.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, girl.
Bring that relatable disability in here.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, chronic illness. Yay.
Because that's the thing. A lot of us are disabled these days.
Yes.
And, like, all these books, we always get these, like, perfectly healthy, oh, my God, we people.
Yeah. And it's like, God, you're neurotypical and your body functions?
I wonder what that's like.
How dare you?
I gotta wonder.
Yeah.
It must be the best.
Oh, my God, right? So, yeah, that was a really lovely little aside there. But, mm-hmm. yeah, so as you said, she kind of goes nuclear and buys a little cabin in the middle of nowhere, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And...
Ohio, it is for lovers.
Is it?
I'm quoting sentences.
I've never been, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's a song.
Oh.
Oh, honey. Oh, I teach.
I'm Cali girl. I know nothing. But anyways, yeah, so once she moves to this little town in the middle of fucking nowhere, we find out that she's pretty pan. She's not even just bi.
Yeah, she is 100% pansexual. She does not care about gender.
She looks at everybody and is like, It makes me think of you.
Thank you. That is me.
Yeah. That's been you this entire week. You're just like...
There's so many... Guys, California is full of so many attractive people. And I don't know how many times I said, I don't know what gender they are, but I want to kiss them on mouth.
Like this week. Would climb like tree.
Yeah, like, everyone's so pretty here.
Well, you know, it's L.A. If you're ugly, they kick you out.
Oh, can I live here?
Shut the fuck up. If you don't live here, I will cry.
Mm. It's the dream.
I need you here. I need you here with me.
It is the dream.
Yes. Anyways, so yeah. No, immediately is like, Rosie, love you. Chris, love you. That was a mistake. But anyway. spoilers for the spoilers. But yeah, and of course, when she's there, she starts hearing things about the spoopy things in the woods.
Spoopy, spoopy in the night. As another very popular podcast says, stay out of the woods.
Yeah. It's a scary place out there. But, of course, you know, Heather's like, well, I just friggin' bought this cabin, so.
Yeah, she just bought it.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of wealth that feels like.
Oh, my God, right?
Ugh.
What must it be like?
Ugh.
Especially at 22, for God's sakes.
But that's the thing. If you're, like, a popular influencer. And she was, like, bouncing between New York and L.A., so she's like,
she's Florida.
Oh, was it Florida? It was, right, Orlando Florida. And L.A. Mm-hmm. So she was...
She was bringing the dough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so she decides that she's going to go out and, like, read a book after climbing a tree because the guy, Chris, was like, I bet you've never even climbed a tree. And she's like, I've climbed a tree before.
I'm going to go do it right now.
Yeah, in a pretty dress. Because cottagecore life.
Because cottagecore.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to do that.
Right? No, like, she did some stupid things, but I'm like, can I do that? Like,
can I pet that dog?
Can I pet that dog? Can I pet that mouth?
Nah.
That mouth? I want to pet that mouth.
Yeah. And I know that probably sounds, the whole climbing the tree thing, so sort of sounds like a...
euphemism?
No.
Oh.
It sort of sounds like a minor detail, but it is actually sort of the inciting incident here.
It is.
Because, as is my absolute fear, girl gets stuck in the tree. She's like, how do I climb down? Mm-hmm. And she ends up falling.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who sweeps in to save the day?
Mothman. It's great.
Mothman. That's when you feel down. Anyway.
But the way she describes it is so great because, like, at first she's just so relieved she's not dead. And then she realizes that her waist is being held by, like, a strong man.
Yes.
But then she, like, looks up and sees not human
facial
features.
Not human. And she's like, oh, fuck. And, like, squirms and tries to get out of his grasp and then falls again. But, yeah, and I loved, too, that when she, like, wakes up, she's like, okay, I need to talk to somebody because, like, I think I'm dead. Mom?
Oh, yeah.
That was so relatable. Mm. Being in your 20s is funny because you're still like, I'm an adult, but I'm not an adult. Yeah. Mom, help me. Can you please make this appointment for me? I don't know. Maybe that's just me because I'm close with my mom.
I was going to say, no, if only I could relate.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyways, but yeah, so she goes back into town after this whole situation, and she tells Chris.
Big mistake.
Yeah, big mistake.
Well, she doesn't tell him. Does she tell him that something caught her?
She says that she saw something. That's, I think she's pretty vague about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, huh, I like to hunt monsters.
Let me info dump in the worst ways possible.
Yeah, where you like... She's like, yes, come to my lair where I can show you all these newspaper clippings and tell you about the history of Mothman and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And thankfully, they don't find anything. Oh, well, I should say, Heather finds something, but she hides it.
From Chris.
She finds a feather that's too big to be a bird. And... yeah, she's like, eh, okay, I guess we didn't find anything. Time for you to go.
The really good part with, like, the evolution of her relationship with Chris was at this point in the book, it's, you know, the beginning, and she keeps on calling his face like an apple pie. And that really shows you the, like, friendly, warm country boy.
Yep.
Got a little bit of a drawl.
Probably.
And probably got arms the size of her head. But, you know, a nice little face with a smile.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, yeah, she's got this apple pie face boy, but he's obsessed with cryptids in particular.
Killing them.
And Mothman. Yeah.
Because I guess when that's your local cryptid, that's kind of what you go for, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so eventually, like, the next night or sometime in the near future, rain happens.
Yep.
And
big time rain.
The Mothman pretty much bounces off her fucking roof.
Yeah. Just, like, tumbles about and... she walks outside and she's like, oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And she's like, well, he looks injured. His wing is all fucked up. So I guess I'll bring him inside and, like, make sure that he's warm and dry. And, like, I guess he saved my life, so I should help him out. Which, fair.
I just love that this girl's reaction is, well, there's a giant monster outside of my house and it's hurt. Let's take care of it. She's a white girl.
She's mom, can I keep it?
She's the, is that a little pit bull? Is that a pit bull? Is it just a little baby? As the pit bull's going.
I mean, he wasn't quite doing that, but.
No, I'm saying the pit bull.
Yeah.
It's that guy on TikTok. Oh my God, I need to show you him. He's so funny. And his jokes are white women are scared of nothing. They see a pit bull with froth coming from its mouth. And they just put baby.
I told you what to put the baby. Yeah, nah.
That was her. She's a white woman.
White woman, no, no fear. So, yeah. And like, she fucking like makes some oatmeal for this creature.
Well, no idea what its diet is. Here's some oatmeal.
Yeah. Cause, you know, that's normal.
Yeah.
It's gluten free.
Yeah, there you go.
So, in the morning, Chris comes by, and of course, Heather is like, oh, fuck, I have to hide this monster. Ah!
So she threw her dirty laundry all over him.
Yep. And she's like, how about we go get some coffee? How about you go get some coffee?
Go away.
Be gone.
Be gone, thought.
I feel like that's been the phrase of the week.
It really has.
And that whole, like, cover-up scene made me think of, like, Emperor's New Groove. Like, there is no handle in here. There's not? Oh, are you sure? You know, it's like, yes. This is reality here.
It's a fun trope that gets done a lot.
Yeah.
I love it every time I see it.
Because...
It's ridiculous.
Even if you are decently good at hiding things, you still, like, on the inside, you're like, I sound stupid.
Mm-hmm.
No way are they going to believe that you believed it. You believed it.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
I guess I'm better at this than I thought.
You know? We all ignorant. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. We find out also that Mothman can kind of sort of turn human. Not completely, but he, like, has a human face.
Yeah, he can transform a human face. His body is always a man.
Yeah. And it's always kind of, like, exoskeleton-y.
Yeah. You know how I pictured the body? Mm. Have you seen, that fish movie where the girl is a mute?
Yeah.
What is that movie?
The Something of Water.
Yeah, that one. And it has a similar situation with the penis.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there. Yeah, that's how I was picturing his body, though.
Okay.
But, like, you know, with feathers and fluff.
Yeah, and scaly things.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest, even though they always kept on being like, oh, his human facial features, blah, 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 I never pictured facial. Like, I never pictured a human.
Really?
I never bothered.
That's interesting.
I just always pictured Mothman.
I was getting, like, Howl's Moving Castle.
I did, too.
When he's, like, half bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's, like, still face, but, like, fluffy antenna.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
which he does have.
No, I was definitely picturing the big, bulbous owl eyes and, like, the beak, so I just kind of glazed over whenever, like, lips were mentioned. I was like, nope, beak.
Yeah. Even though later on...
Oh, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there, but yes. Mm. So, yeah, and he kind of does the typical, he starts out as an asshole.
Not that much.
Just a wee bit. And I think it's more...
He's uncomfortable.
Yes, and he's uncomfortable in a very, like, autistic way.
Yeah.
Like, it's like he goes super formal.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this book has... Okay, I'm going to say it, because this is a not safe for work podcast. This book made me fucking horny.
Oh, wow.
Like, because he wasn't that huge of an asshole at first.
No.
He was justifiably an uncomfortable asshole.
And it was like, I don't know if I can trust you, but you helped me, but, and I kind of think you're cute.
Yeah, so the payoff was... Mm,
oh, yeah, it was... Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And he's weirdly protective of Heather.
Immediately. Well, he's a protector of the forest. Now she's a part of it.
Yeah, which I dug. I thought it was really cool because I'm like, usually the trope is, well, you've come and you have invaded my forest and blah, 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 blah. But he's like, no, you live here now.
So you're a part of my forest.
Yeah, you're my responsibility now, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. was like, okay, all right.
Oh, darn. Shucks. Ear talk.
Yeah. And Heather is immediately like, mm-hmm. 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 Yes.
I mean, same.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like their relationship, like, it was that perfect mix of slow burn and gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yes. Especially because even though it was third person, it was primarily from Heather's perspective.
Yeah.
And so you could hear her in the background, but she was also like, but he's not human. Is this okay? Is it okay to be this thirsty? I don't know. And she really does fight with herself over it.
At the beginning. Once she leans into it, she leans hard.
Girl.
She stops caring.
Girl just flops. She hardly's leaning anymore. She's not even trying to hold herself up.
So listeners, as you can tell, she it then becomes this story of like their back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's almost like a culture shock kind of thing between the two of them.
But then I don't think anything we can describe can do justice that slow burn. So it just slow burns into, and then they kiss in.
Yeah.
And then after they kiss, and she literally makes a comment of like, well, you dick.
Yeah, kinda. And they actually kind of go on like a little dinner date.
They do.
Which was so cute. They go to this little diner and they're like, you know, here, wear a hat. And
they
like,
Scooby-Dooed it.
They totally Scooby-Dooed it.
100% Scooby-Dooed.
Yeah.
Like, I laughed out loud. Okay, so listeners, we read this in the same building because clearly I am staying with Andrea for a week.
Yes.
And every time something happened, I would either go, ha! Or I'd be like, ooh.
Or,
yeah. And so she would just hear me react to things and be like, I think I know where you are.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good time.
It was.
Yeah,
they went on a date. And I guess like when they disguise him, he just kind of looks like a really tall goth boy.
And apparently they did not change the whole he's like 7 feet tall situation.
No, he stayed 7 feet tall. I would climb a 7 foot tall goth man. Goth 7 foot tall goth man out there. If you ever see me, just walk up and be like, climb away. And I will.
Yes. And she will become a little koala.
I do pole fitness. I can climb you.
Yes.
And I will. Oh, I will.
Yeah. And that's a full 2 feet taller than you.
I know.
I have a hard time trusting people who are more than a foot taller than I am.
Two-fifths taller than me.
Holy moly.
Yes, please let me climb. Ugh. Up, up, and away.
Yeah. So on this dinner date situation, fucking Chris.
We start seeing the Chris change.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He comes in and is just like ruining the date.
Mm-hmm.
Almost starts a fight.
Almost. He literally calls Heather our girl.
Yes, which, oh, the possessive anger.
Mothman.
Not liking that.
Does not like that.
He don't share.
See, that's the thing. People are always like, oh, jealousy and possessiveness is 100% toxic, but
it's
there's
a cuteness to it.
There's a level. There's like a level you can go where it's like, I'm Polly. And nevertheless, when my husband, like the very few times he's like, mine, I'm like, yes, I am, sir.
What was that splashing sound? Somebody get a mop.
Someone could dive into this.
Oh, my. Yeah, no, like, there is a certain, and I think it's more a male thing. Male jealousy at a certain level is a little bit hot.
Nah, I've dated plenty of women, and
okay,
the times that they get that female lower of like, no, darling, you're mine. And it's yeah, see?
Why did you do that to me?
It's great. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, because I normally conceptualize female jealousy as that like high pitch, like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No. That guttural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like base chakra stuff. But anyways.
Let me mate with you.
Us being horny bitches. Yeah. So. Even when Chris comes in, it's I literally wrote down, dinner date is ruined by Chris, but nothing a little smut can't fix.
Right? Well, okay, yeah, I forgot the other thing that Chris comments on, because when Mothman turns into his human form, he just has those really long nails.
Oh, yeah, he says something about his nails.
Which are his claws. Yeah, he makes a comment of, like, you can't do manly things with them nails, like, meaning, like, fixing stuff, and...
Watch me, bitch.
Who does that to a stranger?
A dick bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who just is like, your lit nails are like, what the?
Well, because he's like, oh, yeah, you're from L.A.
Yeah. No, and that's exactly it.
Yeah.
He has an air of superiority to mm-hmm. him, and it's just like, oh, that apple pie is starting to flake.
Yeah, and not in a good way.
No.
Mm-mm. So.
But yeah, no, so smut.
Yeah, yeah, and they spend a couple of days just like being fucking cute.
Oh, wait, do they fuck yet at that point?
Yeah. That's
the first. That's the first fuck. Yeah. And then we find out that, you know, the penis is a sheath.
Little flappy sheath there.
Yeah. Flappy? No.
Well, no. It's like a little door. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by flap. Not like flappy. It's not flappy. It is not flappy.
While I was reading that, I had that reference to the fish movie.
Yeah.
And I was very attracted to that fish man.
Oh.
And
you
now
would.
I am. Oh, I like blue skin, so it didn't help. And then I read that and I was just like, I'm a monster fucker. Okay.
Yep.
That opens up some things.
Oh man. I need to look up what the fuck that movie is called. Fishman movie. The Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water. It's phallic shaped.
Yes, apparently. So yeah, they have a few days of just yucking it up together,
mm-hmm.
and then.
But the sex, I'm sorry, these sex scenes are good.
They are
and like she makes a point of like, cause she's small,
mm-hmm.
like she's 5'4".
Yeah, she's my height. She's average.
Yeah, and he's 7 foot tall, and she makes comment about how big he is compared to her, but they fit perfectly.
Yeah.
Now, viewer or listeners, I am 5 foot nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband is almost 6 feet tall.
Yay.
There's an entire feet between us. And I could relate with that.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, we have made jokes how, like, you know, oh, it's like a Great Dane and a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we're really in it, we fit.
Yeah.
Even though there's a huge size difference. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Even when there's not a size difference, sometimes that happens where, like, you just click.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, not to, like, bring back memories or whatever, but I had an ex who was 5'3", and I'm 5'4".
Yeah.
So, he was an inch shorter than me.
A
little, like, leprechaun of a man.
Short kings.
Yes. But he managed, somehow, to make me feel
tiny.
Small.
Yes.
And it just worked.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes that just happens where just physically you just click mm-hmm. and it's great.
Yeah,
it's
a good she's time. A very good smut writer.
Yes,
Paige. Paige, I love you. I will kiss you right on the mouth. Right on the mouth. If you down.
I will give you a kiss on the forehead.
Okay.
If you down.
Yeah. This is our love letter to you.
Oh my God. Yikes. Yes, we have been like this all week long.
All week.
It's driving my husband crazy.
Oh, her poor husband.
Doing it.
I would feel bad for him, but
he introduced us.
He introduced us. This is his fault.
You did it to yourself.
Anyways, he encouraged us to be friends.
He did. He was so happy the first time we met. He's like, I'm so glad you guys get along.
I
was like,
yeah. But then not only that, he was the one that was like, Chastity, take music lessons from Andrea. Like, he's the one that pushed for that. And that was what really, like, put the nail in the coffin of our friendship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. It's his fault.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Can't blame us. Okay. So anyway, after the hyukin, Heather's mom just shows up.
Dear God, that is
terrifying.
And relatable. Everyone has that. Everyone either their in-law or their mom. Everyone has that overbearing
somebody
parent that just shows up unannounced. Like,
yeah. I'm glad I don't talk to that person anymore in my life.
Oh.
It was my grandma.
Oh, got you. I mean, yeah, your parents aren't, well, I'm...
No, my parents wouldn't just drop in.
Oh, they wouldn't? No. Oh, I could so see them doing it.
No, they're really nice about that. Good boundaries.
I love her parents. I love her parents so much. They just adopted me and I'm kind like, of, oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yup.
Yeah, they're just collecting different races of children.
Yeah, I'm their token white chick.
Yeah.
Yep.
They have their black son. They have their Indian daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
It's great. It's good.
But yeah, part of the reason, like, I can kind of understand why her mom would just show up out of the blue because... Mothman crushed her phone. Who, by the way, we just call Moth.
Yes.
In the book, he is just called Moth.
But I Mothman.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah,
I use like shorthand and I wrote him down as MM.
Oh, that's cute. Marilyn Manson?
Oh.
Now I need to reread that book being like, and then Marilyn Manson licked my...
But anyway, yes, so, Moth crushes Heather's phone to pieces.
Not to pieces, to dust.
Dust.
Which, please do that to me. I need that sometimes. I need that sometimes.
Well, sometimes. I mean, don't we all? We're all a little bit addicted to our phones.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I can kind of understand why mom just kind of pops in because she can't announce herself
mm-hmm.
because there's no phone.
And her daughter just stopped talking to her for 3 days.
You know, casually. So it's a thing.
It is a thing.
Yeah. But we find out just how yikes her mom is. Like, we had a little taste of it right at the beginning.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you are an influencer.
She is definitely a mommy vlogger. Like, those personalities.
Yeah.
She has that.
Yeah, where there's no boundaries.
None. No boundaries at all. Her child is something to exploit. Does she still love her at the end of the day?
Yes.
Yeah, but she just doesn't know how to not exploit her child.
Yeah.
Like... I don't care what any of, like, I'm sorry, I'll be problematic right now. I don't care about any of y'all listeners out there. There is no such thing as a non-problematic mommy vlogger.
Yeah.
There's none.
Yeah. If they are specifically parent vlogging,
yep.
then no, there's yep. something very wrong there.
Something very wrong there.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion.
Anyway, so, yeah, and there's this adorable, like, teenage moment of, like, she sends her mom inside real quick and she's like, Moth, hi, you came back, even though I like shooed you out. And he's like, meet me after dark.
literally sneak out of your bedroom window.
Yeah.
Like, oh, mm-hmm. God.
Yeah. And he takes her to like his little like hoard.
Yeah.
Which was so cute.
Oh, his little hoard.
Yeah. It's like all these different like little things that he's picked up. Like, and there was like a particular crown that she was like, oh, baby, that's cool.
Yeah. Which I think the crown becomes important because we find out, like earlier we had found out Moth has no memories.
Of who he is.
He knows he was banished to Earth. That's it.
Yeah.
And so I think the crown
I think it
is his.
Yeah. Because he doesn't really even start remembering things until a little bit later.
But it's because he's with her.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, he shows her his little collection of things, and they hyuk again.
Oh.
And when Heather comes back in the morning, she and her mom get into a big old blowout fight.
Well, yeah, because once again, her mom is overstepping every single boundary.
Everything.
Because here's the thing, listeners. Heather bought this cabin in the middle of fucking nowhere to 100% unplug from the influencer life. She walks in the door, and what is her mom fucking doing?
Giving a tour of her damn cabin.
Giving a tour of her damn cabin. Even if she weren't unplugging, even if she was still being an influencer, yeah. It is so fucking rude to be like, I'm going to show off your house.
Yeah.
Not my house, your house.
Yeah, and like the day prior, Heather was like, okay, you know, let me distract you by, like, let's do a fun little photo shoot, like when we first... You know, when I was mm-hmm. little, and we can just like dress up and take pictures, but don't post them.
Yeah. Well, she made a point. No pictures getting posted.
Yeah.
Over here.
And what does Mama do? Post the fucking pictures.
She girl boss gaslights.
Oh, fuck.
100%. That fight was triggering.
Oh, I'm so
like,
sorry.
Not literally, but like, like, yeah, it was like, ooh, I've had these arguments. But here's the thing. I've had those arguments where I'm the mom.
Ooh. Yikes.
Because when I was an influencer, remember, that's how my brain was working. And it was just like, oh, God, I do not miss those days.
No.
Because it becomes like a yearn. Like, your skin itches if you're not.
It's an addiction.
100%.
Yeah.
So.
But I will say, after they had the big fight, they then go on kind of like a mom-daughter coffee date.
Yeah.
And they really do, like, listen to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really sweet. But of course, we can't have nice things.
We cannot.
Because who comes in but Chris?
Now, listeners, when I got to this point, I literally, like, how much
you
did I...
You gasped out loud.
And then I was just, like, kind of flailing my arms for a little while.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, I was... I had to... Ooh, I took, like, about 10 seconds just to... listeners, I'm literally flailing my arms in pantomime of what I was doing, and I kind of stamped my feet a little bit because Chris, as the story went on, became more douchey, more douchey, more douchey, more douchey.
Yeah.
There was a scene we missed where he flat out bullied Heather.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I want to hunt on your property. And she was like, no. And he more or less was like, I'm not going to fucking listen to you because you're just a stuck up woman.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck you.
Yeah. And it was... in front of all of his buddies who also do
were this, chauvinists?
Well, that. But they also are into cryptid hunting.
Yeah.
And shit like that. And, yeah. So, and I apologize. They were at dinner when the interruption happened.
Yes, so the interruption.
At the lodge. And he's like, I just caught a cryptid and I killed it.
Well, not only that, before he does that...
Mm.
Because as these interactions, remember, the day before, he was bullying her, made her cry in front of his friends, and was laughing about making her cry.
Uh-huh.
So this is the level of douchebag he's gotten to. He runs over to her, grabs her by the waist.
And just like sweeps her up.
And just spins her around after making her cry and laughing about it the day before.
Mm-hmm.
This is such an invasion of all amount of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Personal autonomy.
Autonomy. Yeah. And it's just disgusting that he would make this girl cry and then be like, you're my prize that I get to touch.
It's very Gaston.
It's very Gaston. He started not as a Gaston.
No.
So it was fun to watch that transformation. Mm-hmm. But at this point, this was at the point where she was like, that apple pie is rotten.
Yes. I loved that description. It was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's like, yeah, celebrate with me.
I killed the creature.
And she's like,
fuck my boyfriend? You killed my boyfriend?
What the fuck?
Because by then she is calling Moth her boyfriend.
Yes, absolutely. She has been thinking the L word for a while.
Yes.
But yeah, in the whole cacophony of crazy there. Oh, that was a nice alliteration.
Ooh.
that just flew out of my mouth.
Cacophony of crazy.
She manages to slip out to Chris's truck and finds Moth in the back there. And he's in this kind of weird cocoon, which becomes important later.
Mm.
But she frees him He is kind of
pissed.
Yeah,
animalistic pissed.
Yeah, and like he doesn't recognize her at first. And adorably, there was a point where earlier when they were gonna fuck, and
he they made
was
a safe like, word.
Yeah, they did. It was absolutely a safe word. And she's like pineapple, and he's like, wait, oh, it's you.
You know what's funny? We use pineapple. That's our safe word.
That's awesome. Yeah. I feel like that's a pretty common
word. It is, because it's such a weird word.
It's random.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was an interesting little moment, and she's like, you know, just get the fuck out of here. Just leave. Escape.
Well, then he's like saying, like, I'm going to get revenge, and she's like, the fuck you are, you're going to escape. And they kind of had a mini argument, and she pretty much said, if revenge is more important to you than being with me, never come back.
Yeah.
And that scene broke my heart, because I've been in those arguments.
Yeah.
Haven't you? Like,
no, not really, but I've not really dated much.
I have definitely been in those arguments of, if XYZ is more important, just don't come back.
Yeah.
Like, my last marriage, I had those a lot, and that should have been a sign.
Yeah.
I had one of those arguments with my current spouse, and he chose me. And, like, I understand that heartbreak of, oh, my God, he's choosing the other thing.
Yeah, it's like, why do I even have to give you this ultimatum?
Yeah. And so I really related with this character so much on so
many. I
want to
be her friend.
I do, too. Heather? Yes, 100%.
Yeah. But, yeah. And we do find out that once he does leave, and once almost everybody else leaves, Moss does come back and, like, destroy the hunting lodge. And he injures Chris.
He fucking owns him.
Made me very happy.
Bitch.
Yeah.
You little bitch. Chris still has not put together
who...
that his crush that he's really mean to is fucking the monster he hates.
Yeah.
So he will, don't worry.
Mm-hmm. But, and I forgot to mention, Chris and Rosie are siblings.
We haven't mentioned Rosie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mention her by name. I'm sorry, sorry. She was the one girl who, at the beginning, Heather was like,
I have a crush.
And then she's like, oh, you're married to, like, the sweetest angel on the planet. Okay, yes. No.
But then it's established that Rosie's gay.
Yes.
And she has a wife.
Yes. And they both have, like, bright colored hair, which makes me very happy.
But, well, what made me happy was they live in this podunk tiny town, but they're accepted.
Yeah.
Completely accepted. Mm-hmm. I really like how the author didn't make being any form of queer strange.
She did touch on it.
She touched on it, but, like, these are their lives, and for them it's not weird, and I loved that.
Yeah,
because like we said, Heather is pan as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, she ends up with a moth. Yeah, she's pan.
Oh, okay. I mean, fair. I mean, moth with male bits, but
whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Rosie.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Rosie, we find out that Rosie and Heather have been there. They are both a level of influencer, and they have been mutuals for a while.
And didn't even know
it. Did not know.
Yeah.
And it was in that moment that Rosie kind of, like, figured it out. She's like, oh my.
Well, the mom, like.
Well, yeah, the mom showed up and kind of blew that cover off.
But it was a cute moment, because we even hear about Rosie's Instagram in the introduction of the book, because.
That's right.
Because Heather's like, I follow this goat and it's so cute. My mom doesn't get it. And then the goat turns out to be Rosie's goat.
That was, like, very cute.
Very cute turnaround.
Yeah. And it was a really nice way of, like, closing that circle. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even like a loop that I really remembered being open, but it was nice to have that little bit of, like, boop closure there.
So yeah, so then the mom leaves and
Chris pops by.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, smooth things over with Heather.
It's so gross.
It is.
And she keeps telling him to leave. And he won't.
He won't.
He's one of those guys where no means maybe. And that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, and he thinks he's such a good guy. He turned out to be a good guy TM.
Yeah.
100%.
Because he, like, fixed her roof.
He didn't, though.
He
did. Or
did
he?
He did.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, because he was like, no, you did a shit job.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's like, you are incapable.
Yeah.
So clearly I'm capable. You need me around.
Yeah,
I
it was
hate
nasty.
Men like that.
Yeah. I literally put H is like Heather is very short with him, but he fixes her roof. He's gross.
He's super gross. And for one of our listeners out there whose name starts with a B, you and I both know so many guys that are like that. And when you message me like, yes, yes, we do, I will laugh. And we will laugh. You and I will laugh together. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because I do know guys like that. And it's mm-hmm. really gross.
Yeah. Yeah. But thankfully, once Chris does leave, Moth comes back.
Yay!
And he's like,
I can't stay away from you.
Yeah, which is so cliche.
I don't care.
But it's so sexy.
It's so hot.
I don't know why.
Like, okay, one of the most romantic things that my husband has said to me. We were in a grocery store with his housemates, okay? And we're just like all laughing together. And I made commentary of, like we were joking, and I made some comment about, like, oh, I'll just leave and never come back. And he was like, now that I've gotten you back, there's no way I can be apart from you.
What was that splashing sound? Oh, God. Oh, God. Where are my pants?
And I'm sure he said, like, oh, well, now that I have you back, there's no way. But in my hormone frenzied brain, I heard like a husky, like, now that I have you. And I'm like,
that ripping sound is my bodice. Yeah, it was like, it. On the one hand, it was like, oh my God, that's so cliche. But on the other hand, it's like, but that's really sweet and kind of hot. And
really hot.
And this is where we find out that he's been getting some of his memories back.
Yeah.
And
memories all alone in the moonlight.
I'm a professional singer.
I take lessons from her, at least I did.
And he has remembered like little snips, and he realizes that he is a like prince in this other realm, and he's been exiled for some unknown reason.
Mm-hmm. And so he's all freaked out because he's like, this is who I am, da da da. And as Heather has been through the entire book, she's like, cool, man.
Yeah. And he's like, you're taking this
really easily.
I'm telling you I'm pregnant and you're being shockingly cavalier.
Yeah, exactly. That's the vibe. Yeah, that's the vibe.
It's that feeling. And of course, that discomfort, that moment, is nothing a little smut can't fix.
I'm going to reread all those sex scenes.
They're so well written. And it's not just like... Yeah, it's like, no, there's genuine connection here.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Oh, my God. I usually don't like reading blowjob scenes. I read that one.
That one was okay.
Nom, nom, nom. Slob on my knob. Like horn on the cob. Check in with me.
Wow.
And
then once she, like, convinces Moth to be like, you know, no, you need to lay low and, like,
Hide
for a bit.
He's like, you also hide. You protect you.
And she's like, I will try. And then
Chris shows up
and fucking kidnaps her.
This book could be like secondly named Everybody Hates Chris. Get
I
it?
I like it.
Get
I
it?
Like
Cause,
it.
Because it's a TV show.
Get it? Yeah. No, it really is. And he literally says, this is for your own good.
It's so disgusting.
It's nasty.
He is the king of gaslighting. Girl boss, gaslight, gatekeep. That is Chris. So yeah, he kidnaps her. And she literally says, I would, like, something along the lines of, like, I would calm down if you weren't fucking kidnapping me.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I need to use you as bait.
Because he's caught on.
Yeah, to something. At this point, he doesn't quite know, but it's literally like the next page.
Because he found a fabric in the monster's clutches that was like her dress or something.
It was from her shirt.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it, because when he kind of sort of attacked her in his animalistic rage there, he caught her shirt and I think it fell because it was Chris's truck. And he's like, you were the one who let him go. Blah, 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 blah.
No shit.
Yeah. No shit, Sherlock.
Like, I'm a raging animal lover. I'm a vegetarian. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. And,
So he kidnaps her.
Yeah, he literally uses her as bait, has her all tied up, and she's like, no, I am in pain right now.
Stop it.
And he doesn't.
And he won't. Yeah, no, he's lost it.
Yeah. And then Moth, being the badass that he is, the bad Moth that he is, shows up. And Chris just
opens fire. Yeah.
Just opens fire.
That fucking idiot.
Yeah.
That's the thing. This is the thing that makes me really mad. So Chris is clearly a vetted hunter.
Yeah.
Like, he's hunted before.
You know better.
You know better.
At least you should.
Yeah. Like, I used to hunt. You know better. And yet he does the biggest fuck up you can do while hunting.
Which is panic shoot.
Yeah. What's the president that shot his own friend? He did that.
Cheney.
Yeah. He did a Cheney. He did a Cheney.
He accidentally shoots Heather.
Womp womp.
Yeah. And, yeah, there's a hot second where you think she's going to die.
She thinks she's going to die. She's literally like, I'm dying. What the fuck?
Yeah. But oh, that then, fucking sucks.
But then she lives.
She wakes up and...
She's in a cocoon.
Yeah, they're in a cocoon together. And you find out that that is how Moth heals himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he was cocooned in the back of the truck. So...
He's healing her.
He's healing her. And it has some unintended consequences in that she now has wings and fuzzy antenna.
She's a moth person.
And she's like,
she's immediately like, yes.
Yes. She's so into it. But she's also like, I have like green and black wings. And oh my God, my antenna are so fuzzy.
It's so hot.
I'm so cute.
Like, and it's just so funny because that's been her personality through the entire book.
Yes.
She takes really things with like water off a duck's back.
She's super chill.
She is super chill. So, like, he's like, you're reacting. Like, again, for the umpteenth time, he's like, you're reacting.
Really calmly.
Really calmly about this. And she's like, do you fucking see me? I'm adorable.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, if I woke up one day and I had moth wings and little moth antennae.
I would probably, yeah.
I would flip shit and be so happy. Yeah. I would immediately be like, okay, flying lessons, let's go.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of... taking water things, she took to flying like a fish to water.
Yeah.
She was just like, okay, I'm gonna fly up and kiss you now.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
Yeah, it was very, very cute.
Very cute.
And very cute. Yeah, then we hit the epilogue, which is a little
cute.
It skips forward to a year later. They are openly living as cryptids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cryptid couple. It's very cute.
Kind of. I got the feeling... Because, like, when she went back to influencing.
Yeah.
But I don't think she shares that she's a moth person.
Maybe not, yeah.
I got the hint that, like, her close friends know.
Yeah.
But, like, the government don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we never find out exactly what happened to Chris, do we?
No, we do.
We do?
He goes into therapy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Sorry. I was, like, reading the ending so fast. I was like, ah.
Yeah. He goes to therapy, thank God.
Yeah. Thank goodness my... gracious. Okay. But and then it's the first in a series. We have a cliffhanger.
It ends with a cliffhanger. I'm gonna read that second one. So
yeah,
I need to
me too.
I need to go buy it.
But this like portal fucking opens up and Moth is just like, we're being summoned back to my world. And that's where it ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And book two is called I'm Engaged to Mothman.
Ooh.
So, that's the spoiler synopsis.
Yum, 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 yum.
Should they read it?
Yes!
Please read this.
Please.
Please read this.
Oh my God, it's... Sorry.
Tell me how you really feel.
I really like this one.
Yeah.
A lot.
We both had such a good time with this.
Yeah.
And
this
like,
one took me off guard.
Yeah. And like we were going to, I thought it was a novel. What was supposed to be recorded today was about a book called Three Gods, Two Bets, One Texan. And we found out that was a short story.
Yeah.
So we had to kind of rush to read this one, but it was a good idea.
It was.
It was a great
this
idea.
This is a very enjoyable one.
Yeah. And like as far as mindset, just fucking read it.
Just read it.
I got nothing.
What's your out of 10?
Ooh, I'm going to say a 9.
Yeah, same.
9 out of 10. There were a couple of typos here and there.
There were, but
it's all right.
It's fine.
It didn't take me out of it. Mm-hmm. It was just like, oh, no, okay, I know what you're saying.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
It's like, oh.
Or weird spacing.
Weird spacing, but that is an EPUB.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, absolutely. Oh, and I'm so sorry. One thing, little aside. After the first time Moth and Heather have sex,
mm-hmm.
there is aftercare.
Yes!
That moment just made me melt a little bit because I was like, he's taking care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be real, it's kind kind of intense to have sex with a cryptid.
Yeah.
Like,
that's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
With when a giant schlong.
Yeah. You'd have to have an enormous schwanz to cut. But yeah.
Yeah,
and also, she is described as being a little thick.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
Yeah.
She's so realistic.
She is. Yeah. And I was like, yes, Paige.
Yeah, he like gets her water and.
Oh. Yeah.
Men. Or, you know, no. People. No, anyone. Doms. The dominant of the relationship. Get your submissive or your little or whatever you want to call them. Get the other one, the one that was taking it, not giving it.
Yeah. Get them a glass of water.
Get them a glass of water.
Draw them a bath. Pet their head.
Pet their head.
I knew you were going to melt with that one. That was funny. But yeah, no, just, and even if you are not in a DS kind of relationship.
Yeah, I was using DS terminology, but like.
Yeah, whoever is the receiver.
Needs
just
to
check
care.
In.
Yeah.
Check in with them. See how they're doing.
Yeah.
Not to say that whoever's the top is not also in need of a little bit of aftercare sometimes, but, you know, usually the one
water.
Who's taking it is, yeah, a little glass of water.
Yeah.
You know, wipe everything up with a little damp cloth or something.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Ooh, install a bidet in your house.
Oh.
That's great aftercare.
Oh, boy. That's an investment kind of aftercare.
The like tushy or whatever is
it's
not,
like 40
yeah,
bucks or something. Like, it's not that bad, but
this
it's
is
like,
not sponsored, unfortunately.
No. Yes. Sponsor our clean butts. I don't own a bidet. Probably should. But anyway. Meh. So yeah.
Yeah.
That was I'm in Love with Mothman.
By Paige.
Love blah blah blah.
Love.
Love why.
Love.
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 We love.
We do love.
So yeah, go forth and read.
Please
and
read.
Enjoy Adorable.
Like, yeah. And she's a great writer. Like,
yes.
Go read her stuff.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yes.
It's real good. She does use the cliches, but she writes them so well that like.
It's okay.
It's okay.
And I mean, it's a romance novel for God's sake.
Exactly.
If it doesn't have cliches in it, it feels weird.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
going
to have to figure out what in the heck we're reading next week, but it's going to be something uncomfortable.
I love those weeks. All right, so you can find us on socials.
We are Why Am I Reading This Podcast on the Facebook and the Instagram.
Yeah.
And
I promise I'll start updating the Instagram more.
We'll try, yeah.
Yeah.
You are in medical ishul.
Ish.
And I teach like 30
time.
Students
yeah.
a week. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, like after this, I'm pretty much going to be like getting my crap together and running out the door.
Yay.
So yeah, stick around for another book that makes you go.
Why
am
I reading this?
God, why?
Why?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.